Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today I'm starting a series of programmes of popular music written in the 1930s, along the lines of previous Hot Pipes featuring a decade in music. So, let's start at the beginning of the decade, of course. One of the most enduring songs of 1930 was written for the show Girl Crazy by George and Ira Gershwin. I Got Rhythm, played there in true opener style by the fantastic Raymond Shelley. Fantastic not only because the 1961 record cover said so. Raymond recorded that for Columbia on the Wurlitzer of the Fox Theatre Detroit on the insistence of one of the most famous concert organists of his day, E. Power Biggs. American composer Ubi Blake wrote scores of songs, mostly for stage shows, but most haven't survived into the 21st century. His most successful songs were I'm Just Wild About Harry, Love Will Find a Way, and this, Memories of You, which was recorded by Eric Lord on the Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer. Thank you. Memories of You, composed by Ubi Blake and Andy Razaf for the stage review Blackbirds of 1930. Film musicals were all the rage in the early days of the talkies, and in 1930, Robert Stolz wrote the title music for a German film, Two Hearts in Waltz Time, which was remade by Hollywood in 1934. Jim Riggs included that title theme in 1989 on his Paramount on Parade CD, which featured the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre, Oakland, California. Two Hearts in Three-Quarter Time, Jim Riggs and the Paramount Oakland Wurlitzer. Another great songwriting team, Lawrence Hart and Richard Rodgers, composed music for the 1930 stage musical Evergreen. The only song to survive is Dancing on the Ceiling, which is one of the selections included on a new Buddy Nolan CD issued by the Embassy Theatre Foundation in Fort Wayne, Indiana. This track, recorded on the Embassy's rare Page organ, is one of 24 newly discovered items that Buddy Nolan taped in 1956 and which were sent to me to digitally clean and make ready for the CD. Thank you. One of the great losses in today's music is the novelty song, which in 1930 was very popular. Bandleader Wayne King, also known as the Waltz King, which was definitely a break from his normal diet of waltzes. This recording by young American organist Martin Ellis was made on the now-removed Robert Morton in the home studio of the Vandermolens in Wheaton, Illinois. A second song from the 1930 stage musical Girl Crazy, But Not For Me by George and Ira Gershwin, played there by Dudley Savage on the Compton Plus Mellotone in David Shepherd's residence in Holbeach, Lincolnshire. Kay Swift was another songwriter who wrote for stage musicals, although her limited output wasn't especially successful with such songs as Let's Go Eat Worms in the Garden. But she did write two lasting numbers for the 1930 show Fine and Dandy, Can This Be Love? And the title song, which Lynn Larson taped in 1966 on the Kearns Carson Wurlitzer in the Hollywood Hills. Hoagy Carmichael wrote around 120 songs in his 82-year life, the most famous of which are Stardust, copyrighted in 1929, and Georgia on My Mind in 1930, neither of which were intended for film or stage. This is American Theatre Organ Society Young Organist winner for 2016, Seamus Gethicker, who was still only 18 when he played the Wurlitzer in the Tampa Theatre as his victory concert in the 2017 ATOS convention. Georgia on My Mind, Seamus Gethicker and the Tampa Theatre Wurlitzer. Cole Porter wrote 11 numbers for the 1930 show The New Yorkers, including one called Say It With Gin. No, I've never heard of it either. But we must all have heard of its one surviving hit, Love for Sale. This is one of the most original arrangements that I have on Theatre Pipes. John Sang and the Howell Wurlitzer Hybrid in the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary, Mundelein, Illinois. Thank you. Love for Sale from a CD, Sing Rediscovered, that I produced featuring tracks that John recorded in 1967 and 1970. To close today's Hot Pipes, here's a song that was co-composed by and a hit for bandleader Burt Lown in 1930, was revived by Cab Calloway in 1941, Les Paul and Mary Ford in 1953, and Burt Camfort and his orchestra in 1966. This is Vic Hammett and the Wurlitzer that's still in the Granada tooting, albeit unplayable, with Bye Bye Blues. Bye Bye Blues, a fitting ending for today's Hot Pipes. I'll be back next week with more great music from the year 1931, played on the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.